Hello and welcome to this second in the series of podcasts on customer service based on my book, Customer Service, How to Survive It. My name is Miles Pang, and in this podcast, I'm going to take you through the chapter in my book entitled Control, Cause and Effect, Handling the Difficult Customer. If you haven't done so, I recommend you listen to my first podcast in this series called Why Poor Customer Service, in which I describe why we need to handle this particular situation that occurs within people working in customer service. I won't review all of the material from that first podcast here, but what I will do is give you a little bit of background on this one particular manifestation that occurs in a good portion of people working in customer service. On my website, cssurvival.com, I have a free survey that's designed to elicit candid responses from people working in customer service. This survey allows the people working as customer service representatives to provide anonymous feedback to their manager about how they actually feel about their day-to-day relations with customers. And as you'll see, some of their feelings are not that positive, so it's important that this anonymous venue is provided so that the underlying reasons for poor customer service can be acknowledged and then resolved. There are a few questions on this survey that deal with being at the effect of a customer, whether the customer is being hostile or demanding, they're upset for some reason, and also that deal with the customer service rep's effort to handle this situation, and it exposes some of the things that they do to try and avoid being negatively affected by the customer. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes the form of retaliation. Let me share with you some of the survey questions and results to give you an idea what I'm talking about. Of the people surveyed, 47% of them answered true to this question. Do you find it easier to get through the day if you shut your emotions off? 53% answered true to this. Most customers are fine, but every once in a while, one really gets under my skin. And the same results for this one. I am occasionally somewhat sarcastic with customers to let them know that they have behaved inappropriately. And 47% answered yes to this. Do you have a good way of putting customers in their place without getting caught for bad service? And 40% answered yes to this one, which shows not necessarily how they respond to customers, but how they are affected personally by this role, even after they've gone home. The question is, do you have customer experiences that you replay over in your mind because you feel you were treated unjustly by the customer? So as you can see, more than a small percentage of people working in customer service are struggling with how to deal with a customer. They're having a hard time doing the right thing, responding appropriately, and it does bother them. So we have people who are not happy in their job and who are not always making customers happy. And I'm afraid, at the risk of sounding critical of other efforts to improve customer service, that these people will not simply jump to a state of euphoria or high enthusiasm about dealing with customers just because of a speech of a great story of customer service. They're dug in just a little bit deeper than that, and they need a hand up to the next level. And perhaps when they feel they've regained a little bit more control and a little bit of self-respect in their job, maybe then they can lift their eyes up to the horizon, or maybe even dare to peer at the mountaintop. But more on that later. So let's take a closer look at what is happening in this scenario, and let's take it apart a little and look at the anatomy and see if we can't find a way through. There are a couple of the things that the customer service reps are doing in this situation. One of them is they're kind of building a wall, trying to protect or insulate themselves from the customer, as in the question about shutting their emotions off. And the other thing they're doing is they're trying to fight back in some way, taking jabs at the customers. Do you have a good way of putting customers in their place? I'm occasionally sarcastic with customers. And this boils down to they have some kind of a battle going on here. They're fighting the customer. They're resisting the customer when they find the engagement unpleasant. And when you're fighting something and resisting something, do you think this has the effect of pulling it in closer towards you, or are you trying to push this thing away? I think it's pretty safe to say that the effect is that of pushing something away. So this person is trying to push the customer away. They're trying to say, go away and don't come back. I don't like you and I don't want you in my space. That's the message that is getting sent to customers by 50% of the employees I surveyed when they have a situation that they can't comfortably deal with. You don't really need me to tell you this. You've experienced it yourself as a customer. My goal is twofold. I'm trying to reach out to the people in customer service and letting them know that there is a solution. And I'm also using my survey, my book, and these podcasts to make it real to the managers that this stuff really does happen. It's sometimes a little bit hard to confront. You have to pull back the social veneer and examine the raw human struggle that's going on here. So here's the question, and let's turn this around a little bit here now. Is the self-respect of the customer service representative, is it lost by the action of the customer, treating them in a way which they don't think is appropriate? Or is their self-respect really lost at the exact instant when they respond negatively towards the customer, when they realize they've fallen down in their role and they perhaps have lost the future business of this customer? I believe it's the latter. And that's not only the point where they lose their self-respect, but it's also the point where they lose control of this customer in this situation when they try to control the customer using negative energy and when they try to resist or fight back. And even though that may be true, pointing it out still may not be enough to make the customer service rep feel better about this situation and change his or her operating basis. The ideal solution would be where the customer service rep could meet any customer situation, no matter how rough, with a smile, with equanimity, and handle it absolutely professionally and pleasantly and feel good about it. Well, there is a way to do this, and there is a way to maintain control of the customer and have them be happy about it all the while and perceive nothing more than you're doing a great job of customer service and going above and beyond. With my approach, it really becomes a game and pure joy to handle the customer no matter how rough the situation is. And the exact mechanics and approach to doing this are covered in the chapter in my book, Control, Cause and Effect, Handling the Difficult Customer. Well, thank you for your time today. I hope you found this informative, and please watch for my next podcast where I'll cover the chapter in my book, Domination, Submission, I'm Better Than This.